Perform a detailed analysis of metrics and gaps. Another defect analysis for metrics should be undertaken whereby teams define what would be considered a failure based on metrics identified and associated with approved project tasks and goals, and in what areas and levels these metrics may be used, and how to capture/create that segmentation. These performance levels can then be used to set up analytical tools, Pareto, run, and control charts, histograms, etc., which automatically use the data as they're captured to run an analysis and highlight issues that are occurring and why they may be occurring. This analysis should also highlight where metrics have been identified that are not useful or are somehow faulty themselves. This is crucial, as ongoing metric defect analysis during the project will be used to highlight when the project is failing to meet expectations or requirements, based on the parameters defined at this point. It is also important to consider where there are coverage gaps based on identified metrics and determine appropriate metrics to alleviate those gaps.